The Mishnah says that basar b'chalav, milk and meat, is not batel. Rather, if they are mixed, perhaps with each other, perhaps with something else, they are osir b'mashehu. They prohibit, they render the entire mixture forbidden to eat, forbidden even to get hanah from, in even the most minute quantities. And Rashi brings down an astonishing interpretation of this halacha in the Mishnah, that basar b'chalav is oser b'mashehu, that it creates a forbidden mixture, even if the most minute quantities are mixed up. What is this astonishing interpretation that Rashi brings down? Rashi says, it's possible that this Mishnah means that if a tiny drop of milk fell into a pot of meat, or if a tiny piece of meat fell into a pot of milk, even though there's a ratio of 1,000 to 1, of 10,000 to 1, of 1,000,000 to 1, the entire pot, the entire mixture, still is forbidden. Why is this such an astonishing interpretation? Rashi tells us, the Gemara says in many places in Maseches Chulin that basar is batel. It loses its identity. If it falls into a mixture, if it falls into milk even, and there's a 60 to 1 ratio or greater, if there are 60 units of milk to 1 unit of meat, the kol shekein, if there's 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000 units of milk for that 1 unit of meat, the meat is as if it loses its identity. It's no longer called meat. And therefore, says the Gemara in Chulin, the entire mixture is permitted. So Rashi says, how can these Rishonim understand our Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah that says that milk and meat are oser b'mashehu, they render a mixture forbidden even in the most minute quantities, when the Gemara in Chulin seems to say that meat or milk is batel b'shishim? So I want to suggest a possible answer, which if there's time will expand into a much broader perspective on the isser of basar b'chalav, of eating mixtures of milk that was cooked with meat or vice versa. There's a machlokas between the shach and the levush about what is the difference between basar b'chalav and kilayim. In order to understand the difference, we first have to understand how the two are the same. Both basar b'chalav and kilayim are forbidden mixtures that when taken, when the two ingredients for that mixture are taken separately, they're permitted, but when they're combined, they are forbidden. By kilayim, there's wool and there's linen. You're allowed to wear a wool garment, and you're allowed to wear a linen garment. But if you have a garment which is sewn with threads of wool and of linen, that garment is forbidden to be worn. And the same thing with milk and meat. Milk may be cooked and eaten on its own or with parv. Meat as well may be cooked and eaten on its own or with parv. But milk and meat may not be cooked together and may not be eaten together. So on their own, both kilayim, wool and linen, and basar b'chalav, milk and meat, are permitted, but as a combination of those two, they're forbidden. The Mishnah says in kilayim, and we brought it down in the Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Samachei Amud Beis, that even one string of linen is sufficient to render an entire wool garment prohibited. It makes no difference, says the Mishnah, whether there's one string against 40 strings, one string against 60 strings, one to 100, one to 1,000, one to 10,000, one to 1,000,000. If there's one linen string in a garment containing 1,000,000 wool strings, it is still forbidden to wear. It is still asur lilbosh. From here, Tosvos and the Rosh derive a principle that whenever there are two ingredients whose combination creates an iser, creates a prohibition, like the iser levisha of kelayim, whenever these two ingredients only through combination create the iser, they are not batel in one another. They don't become nullified. They don't lose their identity. That's why the linen in a wool beged, even if there's a million to one ratio, is still usur to wear. And Reb Shimon Shkop in Shaar Yosher explains the reason for this. Reb Shimon says that ordinarily, when you have a mixture with two ingredients, there's a tension, there's a conflict between those two ingredients. If I have treif and kosher, there's a tension and a conflict between the treif and the kosher. And they're fighting at one another. And soon enough, one of them is going to win out and dominate over the other one. And we say that what it takes to win or to dominate is 60 units. If I have 60 soldiers for the kosher meat and only one soldier for the treif meat, the 60 soldiers will vanquish the one soldier. That's the yisod of bittel. There's a conflict, there's a war between the two ingredients. And therefore, one of them must emerge victorious. However, says Reb Shimon, when there's an iser which is created by a mixture of two ingredients, we cannot view those ingredients as being in conflict with one another. Rather, we have to view them as being in cooperation with one another. Tzemer and Pishtim, wool and linen, combine to create the iser of Kilayim. So rather than having the wool soldiers fighting the linen soldiers, we have both sets of soldiers working together to build an iser Kilayim. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, because there is no conflict, there is no tension between the two ingredients, they cannot be mevatel one another. There's no fight, so therefore there will be no victor. And the same thing, says Tosfos and the Rosh and the Shach, applies to Basar B'Chalav. When milk and meat are mixed, says Tosfos, they are not fighting one another. The two forces are not at odds. Rather, say Tosfos, they're working together, the milk and the meat side by side, to create an iser of basar b'chalav. And therefore, Tosfos explains the Gemara's in Chulin, basar b'chalav, even if there's a ratio of a million to one, is not batel. But this contradicts. This seems to go like the Rishonim that Rashi brings down and refutes, who say that Basar B'chalav is never batel, because they're working side by side to create an Isser. So to that, Tosfos is Mechadesh. Tosfos says, the reason that Basar B'chalav differs from Kilayim, because, after all, Kilayim can have a million to one ratio and still be forbidden. But the Gemara says explicitly that Basar B'chalav, if there's a million to one ratio of meat to milk or milk to meat, is batel. Tosfos says the reason that Basar B'chalav differs is not because of a difference in the klalim of bittel, in how the identity of the minority ingredient is nullified in the majority. Rather, says Tosfos, the reason that Basar B'chalav is permitted if the ratio is greater than 60 to 1 is because the Torah only prohibited Basar B'chalav when it's derech bishel, when it's cooked together in an ordinary manner. And when there's such a minute amount of milk or of meat in the other ingredient, say Tosfos and the Rosh, this is not ordinary, because you can't taste less than 1/61st of the mixture. It's totally not perceivable. It's beyond the threshold of perception. So nobody would put in such a minute amount of milk into a pot of meat, because it's not going to do anything. It's just a waste of effort. And the same thing, nobody's going to put such a minute amount of meat into a pot of milk, because you can't taste it at all. That's the klal, that's the assumption that the Gemara works with in throughout Maseches Chulin, that in a 60 to 1 ratio, the one unit is totally not perceivable in the majority ingredient. Therefore, says Tosfos, because it's not derech bishel, it's not the ordinary manner of cooking, that's why these type of mixtures are permitted. But based on this Tosfos, I think we can come back maybe and understand the Yesh Mefarshim in Rashi a little bit better. Maybe what they mean to say, these Rishonim, is that Basar B'chalav, even one drop of milk in a million units of meat, or one unit of meat in a million of milk, is not batel. It's just like Kilayim. They're working and cooperating. There's no tension, there's no conflict, and therefore there will be no victor, there will be no vanquishing of the minority forces. But, and that's what the Mishnah means, Basar v'chalav is oser b'mashehu. It happens to be that there's another principle of Basar v'chalav that renders mixtures of 60 to 1 batel. But that principle is not one of bitl, but etzem. If you were able to get rid of the lav derech bishul factor, basar in chalav would not be batel, just like tzemer in pishtim is not batel. And maybe that's what's meant by the yesh mefarshim in Rashi. What's the difference for them? Well, okay, let's stop here. Maybe that's what they mean. Not that if you, practically speaking, mixed up one unit of milk with 60 units of meat, that it still is usur. Avada, it's mutter. But the reason it's mutter is not because it's batel, because it's never batel, it's oser b'mashehu. The reason that it's mutter is because lav derech bishul asra Torah. Lo asra Torah.